the faces of the children and the families hurry into their homes. As the sky darkens and freezes, they'll be gathering around their hearts and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, well, they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the sea and in every bold endeavor, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they turn the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus, and once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations, and perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business of why they are poor, it's the same as the rebel Jesus. So please forgive me if I seem to take the tone of judgment, for I've no reason to come between this day and your enjoyment. In this life of hardship and of earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the rebel Jesus, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of